This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 8:07. Currently, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature of 19 degrees. It is Monday, December the 2nd of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices by searching WXCO. Also, search through Alexa as well. And on the Civic Media app. Coming up this morning, we will be joined by Tana Delone of the Wausau Multicultural Community Center. And we'll be discussing that organization, also discussing the process of assisting new refugees in our community. She'll be with us in the second hour of the program at 9:34. Normally at 8:21, we would be talking to meteorologist Brittany Merlot, but she is taking an extra day, making it an extra long weekend. So she is going to be back with us tomorrow morning to let us know about the weather. We'll still update you on the weather forecast as well coming up. And I think that's it at this point.
Today is her birthday, right?
It is. It is.
And also, today is your birthday. Well, happy birthday to Chad.
Thank you for reminding me.
No. You have a birthday message you want to send to Chad, you can put it on our put it on our messages, or you can give us a call and you can wish Chad happy birthday yourself.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, but you can join us by anything on your mind by joining us with a call or a text. You can do it through the Civic Media app. Go to the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. That's the fifth one down. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, what are you waiting for? It's really a terrific piece of equipment. It is free. All you have to do is go to your app store, search out Civic Media, and then download the app. Real, real simple. And then all 21 of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network are on it. And the fifth one down is 98.9 WXCO. But also, if you want to just use your phone, give us a call or a text. The number is the same for both. Whether you want to call us or text us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program on 98.9 WXCO. Before we go any further, you already heard his voice. He came prepared this morning, gave me a cupcake, and I appreciate that. And great to see Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was the weekend? Of course, a lot of folks were having the very long weekend, but we didn't because we were here on Friday morning doing the show. Mm-hmm. But a lot of other folks had an especially long weekend. We talked a bit about our Thanksgivings on Friday. But the weekend-wise, anything special for you and anyone close to you?
Well, my brother Travis and my sister Hannah had to leave early in the morning on Saturday because they had... had other events and going on back home, but I was able to hand my a Saturday night a very nice note with my escape room crew. We tackled our last escape room of 2024, so our final one of this year, we went to Anago and we did a holiday themed escape room, and we dressed up as holiday characters. I dressed up as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I had the red nose and a reindeer, a onesie and everything. And
oh, jeez.
I'll have to show you the picture sometime.
I don't know if I'm ready to see the picture of that.
But we had a lot of fun, and we solved the room. So a great way to end 2024, and we're very excited to see what new escape rooms we'll be tackling in 2025.
And you're pretty good. And of course, I forgot to mention at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson, which of course involves a look at famous events that occurred on this date in history, celebrity birthdays, reasons to acknowledge today and this week, and of course our number for the day quiz, where we give Ian an opportunity to try to get it right. But for the most part, I would say you've been getting passing grades during the course of the year. It also seems like for the most part you have been getting victories when you go to these escape rooms.
Yep, the more escape rooms that we do, the smarter we get at solving them. It hasn't always been easy. There's still some puzzles that trip us up from time to time, but at least we have great stories to talk about after. And overall, we just do it for the fun of it and just to get together with good friends. So honestly, if we win or lose, it doesn't matter. It's all about just playing the game.
What a very refreshing way to look at it. I tell you, sometimes I think people get a little bit too competitive in everything they do, and it's good to see that once in a while as well. One other thing I wanted to mention that we're going to talk about coming up a little bit later on, it's going to be under our umbrella of the War on Make-Believe, and it's going to be based on the news last night. And of course, many of the cable stations used the old breaking news banner, as last night President Joe Biden announced that he would be giving his son Hunter a pardon. He had previously said he would not do that, but of course everybody's now wringing their hands, and I have some rather pointed thoughts on the news, on how it's being reported, how it's been responded to by the president-elect, and also by the so-called liberal media. And it's going to be under my umbrella of our new feature that we try to do almost every day, the War on Make-Believe, because as we move forward into the end of 2024, into 2025, I think trying to fight make-believe is truly going to be one of the big fights that we have into the new Donald Trump administration. So coming Absolutely. Up at the bottom of the hour, after our information update, I'm going to kind of go with our War on Make-Believe based on the news last night of President Biden, as one news source said, sent shockwaves through Washington when he issued a pardon of his son, Hunter. So we'll have that coming up. Also, wanted to mention that if you're looking for something to do later in the week, we have a chance to see Ian Welsh back again. Yes. As he continues to rack up the resume of appearances in area theater and theatrical performances. As coming up, the River and Woods Theater Company is presenting True Magic coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., First Presbyterian Church at 406 Grant Street in Wausau. It will be downstairs in the Fellowship Hall. And if you're looking for a good time Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, talented individuals, including our own Ian Welsh, make sure you check it out. You can get tickets at the door or by going to the River and Woods Theater Company Facebook page and website, or you have the straight link. And if you have a pen or a pencil, we'll mention it later as well. But you can get tickets by going to the website rawtc.booktix. That's booktix.com. Again, that's rawtc.booktix. Ticks with an X.com. And again, you can get them at the door, but also I think it'd be simpler just to go to the website or to the Facebook page of River and Woods Theater Company. And they have a link there as well.
We still have plenty of tickets available. So tell your family and friends, if you're looking for a way to start the holiday spirit, This is the show for you.
What is True Magic? What is this show for people that may be thinking, eh, maybe I'm interested, maybe I'm not, but it depends on the show. Is it a, what kind of show is it?
Well, it's a comedy. The official title of the show is The True Magic and Acapella, A Christmas Farce with Unoriginal Music for the Entire Family as the official title. So it is a comedy.
It is a mouthful.
It also has a lot of heart and just a lot of great characters. It's actually kind of a combination of three different stories in one. It's a combination of, obviously, A Christmas Carol, classic story. And then you have some little bit of the comedy of errors in there. And you also have a little bit of the story of Peter Pan mixed in there as well. I don't want to give too much away. You want to find out the rest. You got to see it for yourself.
And
it should be a lot of fun.
So basically, you're in the final rehearsal days. You have dress rehearsals this week.
Mm-hmm. And tonight is the first rehearsal actually at the church.
Ah.
We have a tonight, a tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then a Thursday is our opening night. It should be very exciting.
And what role are you playing again?
I am playing the role of Leonard Hooperman,
who is Leonard Hooperman,
who is a magician, and well, there will be magic involved. That's all I'm going to say.
Very good. So again, I think
and we're
folks
hoping to get some cast members on this show this week as well. I've been talking with my director and my cast members, and they were talking about you're trying to get something set up for Tuesday, if possible. So just. It's still in the works, but hopefully this week we should be able to get them on the show.
Yep, I'm still waiting and looking at my email, looking at my phone, waiting to get the message to try and set this up, because we do want to talk to a few folks with you as well about this show. Again, True Magic, coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday through the River and Woods Theater Company at First Presbyterian Church in Wausau. Mm-hmm. And again, coming up on the program here today, stick around. We have, I think, a very interesting interview coming up later in the show at 9:34. Really looking forward to talking to Tana Delone of the Wausau Multicultural Community Center. Again, about our humanity, basically. Folks that are coming to this country are not how they're being painted often by Donald Trump. And there are people that are giving of themselves and helping fellow human beings. And looking forward to talking to her at 9:34. Coming up, also a chance to show our humanity, is tomorrow's Giving Tuesday. And Civic Media is doing something very special. And it involves us here at WXCO and some great organizations. And I'm going to talk about that coming up next here as we continue on this Monday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On Monday night, the Marathon High School girls basketball team plays host to Edgar in a Merriwood Conference South Division showdown. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon girls basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon taking on Edgar in high school girls basketball. Monday, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. Live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm frightened of the things I might find.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Overcast skies, 19 degrees in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 8:23. Normally at this time, we have a chance to visit with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, but Brittany taking her birthday off. Not everybody does that, but Brittany's taking her birthday off, and we'll be back with her tomorrow. But just to let you know that we're expecting a slight chance of some snow showers today. In fact, a chance of flurries early, then a slight chance of snow showers later this morning until 2 p.m., a chance of flurries after 2 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 27 degrees. Northwest wind 7 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 15. Mostly cloudy again tomorrow. The temperatures stay down, high near 24 degrees. Wednesday, again, a chance of flurries and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 32. And then the sunny skies back on Thursday, but the chillier temperatures as well. Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 21. And Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 23. Again, 19 degrees, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. Also, wanted to let you know again that Civic Media is proud to support Giving Tuesday, and to help, it's to help a neighbor, sign up to volunteer at a local organization, make a donation to a local nonprofit today. And we have a listing of great organizations through our state of Wisconsin, the stations that are serving communities throughout the state of Wisconsin. And there is also, as part of that, here a section from WXCO, as we have highlighted three different organizations. So what you have to do is to go to civicmedia.us, and then you can click on the link that says find out more. There'll be a story right at the top of civicmedia.us, and it'll say find out more. Click on that, and then it will get you to the story talking about our stations throughout Civic Media and the nonprofits that we are highlighting for Giving Tuesday. And you have to go down WXCO based on alphabetical order, because X, everybody starts with a W, and then it's the next letter, and WXCO is after all the other stations on Civic Media. So you just page your way all the way down to the bottom of the screen, and there are three highlighted nonprofits here in the Wausau area that we are trying to help for Giving Tuesday. And if you're somebody that is looking to give to an organization that will use it in the best ways possible, helping people here in North Central Wisconsin, these are the three that are highlighted on civicmedia.us. We have The Neighbor's Place. And of course, we will be talking again coming up later in the week, as we have on the first Wednesday of every month, Christine Daniels, who joins us. She's the executive director of The Neighbor's Place. I should say, of the Good News Project. I'm sorry. The Good News Project is also one of our highlighted organizations. I was getting ahead of myself. We're going to start with the Good News Project. Again, the Good News Project is here in Wausau. It's one of the outstanding organizations. And again, we will talk to Christine Daniels coming up on Wednesday, as the first Wednesday of every month. Also highlighted on our WXCO part of civicmedia.us and the Giving Tuesday page is The Neighbor's Place. And of course, they've done so much great work for folks providing food and basic necessities, service connections to our community. And then also the Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area, which aims to enrich and transform the lives of young people through education and mentoring. Those are the three highlighted organizations under WXCO on our Giving Tuesday page at civicmedia.us. So again, first thing first, go to civicmedia.us, and then you'll see a link. Just click on it to go to Giving Tuesday, and you can see all the other organizations. Maybe there's an organization even around the state of Wisconsin that you would be interested in helping as well. You can go through all the stations that are supporting this event. But I would suggest go right down to the bottom, go to the WXCO aspect, because I think these are three organizations that are just outstanding in terms of what they do for our community, and always looking for further support. And that's one thing that, again, a lot of these nonprofits, basically they get their funding, they get through grants, but they also get them through the generosity of people in our community, just to help they others. Do. And I said it before, and we're going to talk a little bit later on in the program about an organization that helps refugees to our area. It's about humanity. It's about helping humanity. It's about doing something that makes us and our communities better places. And I think in this time where there's so much angst, and there's so much, I think, anger and sometimes even hatred, to do something good from the heart. And these organizations do it every single day. So again, go to civicmedia.us/giving. civicmedia.us/giving. And then you can go down and see WXCO's part of the page, the Neighbor's Place, the Boys and Girls Club of the Wausau area, and the Good News Project. If you're able to give on Giving Tuesday to one of those organizations or all those organizations, please do so. Coming up, it's a information update, and then we're going to continue our fight against make-believe. That's next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm Chad Holmstroing, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. That's a song titled Feeding the Fire. And so often, I think almost every news story nationally, internationally, even locally sometimes, is about feeding the fire. It's just about feeding that fire, keeping it going. And sometimes I think we miss the whole point of a number of these stories. And last night, the fire was fed. It was fed big time last evening when the word came down that President Joe Biden issued a pardon of his son, Hunter. And it was a move that he had said that he would not make previously, but he changed his mind. And this is going to be part of our war on make-believe, because I was looking at, again, a lot of the stories and a lot of the social media response and trying to get the information on this. And I saw one story from Axios.com, and it, not to say that what they said totally was way off the mark, but they had a point of the story that says why it matters. Okay. And it says, Biden's pardon for his son is the most sweeping presidential pardon in decades. Since then, President Ford issued a blanket pardon for former President Nixon, Political reported. That's baloney. That is baloney. This is not the biggest, most sweeping presidential pardon by far when it comes to controversy since President Ford pardoned President Nixon. Because if you look at recent presidents, and I think on both the Republican side and the Democratic side, there have been pardons which you would consider questionable. And I go back 4 years to a guy named Donald J. Trump. And by the way, Donald J. Trump last night was in full hypocritical mode, to say the least.
Oh, that's not good.
Trump called the Hunter Biden pardon a miscarriage of justice. And then he pointed to those imprisoned for the January 6th riots on the Capitol in his post on this. He says, does the pardon given to Joe to Hunter include the January 6th hostages who have now been in prison for years? Such an abuse and miscarriage of justice, exclamation mark. Again, it's make-believe. The idea that those who tried to basically tear down the Capitol of the United States are hostages. And they were egged on by Trump himself. And Donald Trump, who was convicted of more than 30 felonies in the past year, was up for many more felonies until he got reelected president, talking about miscarriage of justice? Make-believe. Mm-hmm. Complete make-believe. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the other pardons that have been issued in recent years that, frankly, I was not happy with. I'm going to go back to Bill Clinton.
Okay.
Bill Clinton, when he was leaving office in January of 2001. You're probably too young to remember this. But I remember it.
I remember
it.
A little bit.
It was controversial. And Bill Clinton actually did issue a presidential pardon for a family member as well, his half-brother Roger Clinton, on his last day in office. Roger Clinton had pleaded guilty to drug charges in 1985 and spent a year in prison, but the pardon cleared his criminal record. But that was not the controversial one. Now we're hearing today, oh, Joe Biden pardoned his son. That's the controversial aspect. Back when Bill Clinton pardoned his half-brother, that was not the controversial one, and the one that actually made people like myself very upset. Clinton also gave a pardon among many pardons that he, on his way out of office, to a man named Mark Rich. He was a financier. It actually makes sense. His name is Rich, and he's a financier. But that's a whole different aspect to the story. Mm-hmm. But Rich was an international fugitive who had fled to Switzerland to escape prosecution for tax evasion, racketeering, and wire fraud. Rich's ex-wife had donated over $1 million to Democrats and Clinton's presidential library, raising questions about the pardon. And I would say that I had questions myself. I remember that when that happened, and I was not happy. I thought that was, it was not a good use of the pardon power, giving a pardon to this man who had fled the country, and he had received so much money as campaign contributions from his ex-wife as well. Also, on that very same day, the former, then-president, Bill Clinton, right before he left office, also issued a pardon for Susan McDougal, his former business partner at Whitewater Development Corporation. And Whitewater was a major, major issue during the Clinton years as well. But also, you got to talk about Donald Trump. And the thing about this whole story, which I will get to in a moment as part of our war on make-believe, but I want to let people know if they have forgotten who Donald Trump pardoned before leaving office. Donald Trump issued one for a man named Charles Kushner. And Charles Kushner was in the news this weekend. Number one, Charles Kushner is the father of Jared Kushner, who is the son-in-law of Donald Trump. Jared Kushner is married to his daughter, Ivanka. But Charles Kushner had pleaded guilty back in 2004 to filing false tax returns, retaliating against a witness, and making false statements to the Federal Election Commission as part of a prosecution by a then U.S. attorney named Chris Christie. You know that far lefty Chris Christie? No. Obviously, the future Republican governor of New Jersey, and he's run for president on the Republican side a couple of times. So Kushner was sentenced to 2 years in prison, served 14 months. And the thing was, number one, Trump pardoned Kushner 4 years ago before he left office. This weekend, Donald Trump named Charles Kushner his pick for ambassador to France.
Oh, gosh.
So not only did he pardon his son-in-law's father, he has now given him an ambassadorship as well. And Donald Trump has the gall last night to talk about a miscarriage of justice. But that wasn't just everything when it comes to Donald Trump's pardons. No. He had many, many friends and allies who received pardons at the end of his first term. In the final hours of his presidency, he pardoned his former White House advisor, Steve Bannon, who right now is basically at the right side, the right arm of Donald Trump, helping pick out cabinet members and ambassadorships and other members of the incoming administration. Steve Bannon, who is facing federal criminal charges stemming from a scheme to privately finance a southern border wall. He basically took that money and pocketed it.
Oh, geez.
And before he could be brought to justice, Donald Trump pardoned him.
Unbelievable.
Trump also issued last-minute pardons for his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. I should say Paul Manafort. Little bit of a Freudian slip there. Paul Manafort.
Yeah, accents happen. It's okay.
And longtime associate as well, Roger Stone. So Donald Trump was fast and loose in terms of the pardon power when he was leaving office. Mm. And the thing about this pardon, and Joe Biden said it right in his announcement. Joe Biden said that no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he was my son. And that's true. And to be honest with you, I had a conversation with a family member before the election and I was asked, do you think Joe's going to pardon Hunter? And I said, I don't think so. He said he wasn't. And I said, basically, he certainly would have reason to, though. And also, it's not a case where I care one way or another about whether Hunter Biden went to jail. I think that Hunter Biden made plenty of major mistakes, and if he had gone to jail, I would not have shed any tears for this. Mm. But at the same time, the Republican Party used Hunter Biden
as a
pinata.
Yeah.
And basically not to hit Hunter Biden with the stick, but to hit Joe Biden with the stick.
Uh-huh.
And the idea was that this was somehow in pursuit of justice was a complete lie. And again, make-believe. It was a political issue for Republicans. And when I talk about what we're going to do later in the show, talk about doing things for humanity, mm-hmm. in the case of refugees, when we talk to our guests later, the lack of humanity that we see from Donald Trump right on down is something that is very worrisome as we go into this next Trump era again.
It's appalling.
Yep. So Hunter Biden obviously made major mistakes.
He made a lot of
And obviously
mistakes.
He would have been more than justified in being convicted as he was and paying the consequences. But at the same time, the idea that he was treated just the same as anybody else is false.
No,
and also, the make-believe aspect I want to point out as well. When these Republicans talk about miscarriage of justice, this incoming administration over the weekend announced that this man named Kash Patel, who has been pushed by Steve Bannon, this man has been on Steve Bannon's internet show many, many times, basically says he's going to go in. He's a man who's been nominated to be the next head of the FBI. And basically, he is going to use the FBI as Donald Trump's personal Vengeance Investigation Unit. When you talk about miscarriage of justice, during the last 4 years, Joe Biden never got on the phone to his Attorney General Merrick Garland and said, why are you waiting so long to move on Donald Trump and what he did on January the 6th and even before that? He didn't do that. You don't think that Donald Trump would be on the phone to his Attorney General, to his FBI chief, to everybody else in his vengeance tour starting on January the 20th? That is a miscarriage of justice that will be occurring. Uh-huh. We have seen miscarriage of justice when it comes to Donald Trump. So again, one way or the other, I would not have really cared whether or not Hunter Biden is pardoned. But the idea that this is a miscarriage of justice, no. This is use of the pardon power. If you don't like the pardon power, then get rid of it. Get a constitutional amendment. And there's been talk about that. After Bill Clinton and his terrible pardons, and I will say that, terrible pardons, there was talk, hey, we got to do something to limit it. Nothing was done. And then we've had Donald Trump do the same. Hey, if you don't like it, change it. And again, the thing that's going to happen, part of the make-believe again, is yeah. You know that the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate are going to use this for investigations to keep everybody's eye off the ball, which is what Donald Trump is doing to subvert justice in his next administration. So, again, that's my war on make-believe segment for today. Again, you can be unhappy about this pardon, but to say that it's a miscarriage of justice or somehow illegal, no. It's part of the pardon power. And Joe Biden made the decision. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
I've got a pocket full of holes. Head in the clouds, the king of fools. You've got a ribbon and rainbow, a sun in your eye. Running through. Could be I'm happy, I'm sad. Could be I'm losing my head.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Real quickly, I got to add a few more of Donald Trump's pardons because there's a lot of virtue signaling going on out there. People trying to be, oh, how could Joe Biden do this? I mean, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's, you know, based on the issues that we are facing now and going into 2025, this is nothing, nothing at all. But some other Donald Trump pardons before he left our office. Joe Arpaio was that former Arizona sheriff. He was convicted of criminal contempt for ignoring a court order to stop racial profiling in his immigration enforcement practices. Critics argue the pardon undermined judicial authority and condoned discriminatory practices. Also, somebody that was pardoned by Donald Trump, Scooter Libby. Libby, the former chief of staff, the Vice President Dick Cheney, was convicted of perjury and obstruction of justice in a case related to the leak of a CIA officer's identity. Many saw the pardon as politically motivated. Dinesh D'Souza. Oh, man, that guy's, he takes the cake. The conservative commentator pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations. Trump's pardon was criticized as favoring a political ally who was an outspoken supporter of the president. Michael Milken. The junk bond king was convicted of securities fraud and other financial crimes in the 1980s. Critics view the pardon as rewarding a wealthy, well-connected individual. Also, he pardoned Blackwater guards, four contractors convicted of killing 14 unarmed Iraqi civilians in the 2007 massacre were pardoned. The decision drew international condemnation for undermining justice for war crimes. So I'm going to compare pardoning four war criminals compared to the son of the president who was targeted by Republicans. I don't think there's I think there's a little bit of a difference there. So, those are just a partial list of the Donald Trump pardons, while everybody starts running around with their hair on fire concerning Joe Biden pardoning Hunter Biden. And also, please, I don't want to hear about the so-called liberal media when they're going to spend hour after hour after hour today trying to make this into a major story. Because everybody says, oh, the liberal media. No, it's not the liberal media. It's the corporate media. And they're going to see, oh, here's a story. We're going to get eyeballs here today. We're going to get hits on the websites. No.
That's all they care about is hits on the website.
And by the way, while you're talking about that, again, this weekend, we had Donald Trump nominating his daughter's father-in-law, the ambassador of France, a man who he pardoned for tax evasion and illegal campaign donations. You know why he got convicted on those charges? This man, Charles Kushner, hired a prostitute to lure his brother-in-law into a motel room and sent the recording to his sister, the man's wife, because he had a financial disagreement.
Oh, brother.
This is the kind of guy that Donald Trump is putting up for ambassador to France. Also this weekend, I don't even know what the word is, but this totally unqualified man who has talked about burning down the FBI to leave the FBI. And also, the number of nominations that Trump has made that have just said to people that have been, women especially, that have been victims of sexual assault, we don't give a darn about you. People such as Pete Hegseth, RFK Jr., the former Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz, Linda McMahon of the World Wrestling Entertainment Group, which is known for its terrible record when it comes to sexual assault within that workplace. Mm-hmm. In fact, just this morning, some further information came out about Pete Hegseth, who is the nominee for the Secretary of Defense. Reporting from the New York Times.
Okay.
And let me find it again. During the last break, it just came out this morning. Wanted to get you this information about Pete Hegseth. Again, a man that is totally unqualified to run. He was on Fox News, hosting a Fox News weekend show. And yet, he has been thought of by Donald Trump as the man to come in and run the Department of Defense. Hegseth, according to reporting by Jane Mayer of the New York Times, was forced to step down by two nonprofit veterans groups that he ran in the face of serious allegations of financial mismanagement, sexual impropriety, and personal misconduct. These are the people that Donald Trump is nominating to be part of his administration starting in January. And today, and who knows how long it's going to last, because it seems like when Democrats have these stories, they last forever. When Donald Trump has these stories, they go away really quickly.
They barely last like a couple of days.
That's what we should be talking about, the incredibly, historically bad nominations Donald Trump is making for his next administration, what it means for America and the world going into 2025. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we will have an information update, and then our number two of the program. Stick around. Again, we're going to talk about refugees coming into our area. What is being done, what we can do, that's coming up here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.